Well, there's sometimes
dipping snuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right. How about did you ever know people taking corn and putting
parching it, kind of?
No, putting lye on it.
Oh, making hominy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. really good.
Uh-huh. Now, hominy out of corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, that. What about when they when it's ground up fine? What would it be called?
That'd be meal.
That'd be meal.
Cornmeal. Like when we used to talk about shelling it, you know, taking it to the meal. That'd be called meal, cornmeal.
Is there anything, how about grits? Anything you know of called?
Well, grits, isn't that made out of corn, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
grits.
It is out of corn.
But do they eat that around here? Are you familiar with
that? Oh, yeah, that's a lot of
grits. Yeah, they eat that for breakfast, you know, grits, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, another type of a grain. Now, I don't know if they raise it around here or not. It's a white that people eat with butter and sugar a lot of times.
It wouldn't be popcorn, would it?
No, I was thinking of, sometimes people have it instead of potatoes sometimes.
Rice?
Oh, yeah, I love rice. I just seem to have rice and when they're fried chicken, brown gravy, always have mm-hmm. potatoes. My mm-hmm. daughter, they love, she cooks mm-hmm. a lot of rice.
Did you ever hear of people around here, I don't know if they ever did this around here, did you ever hear people around here back in the old days making their own liquor?
Yeah, called moonshine.
Yeah,
I've heard them go send them to the pens for catching them and mm-hmm. making it and getting the law, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you came in and something was cooking and you thought it made a good impression on your nose, you'd turn to somebody else and say, just
smells good.
And if you know something them, don't smell good anymore, it smells pretty.
Okay.
On the television, it's all good. You heard that
you
said
it
always smelled good.
Uh-huh. If you wanted somebody else to take a whiff of it, you'd say, just
smell of that.
If something like, like we were talking about that, well, like that sorghum that I had yesterday, it had on there 100% pure. Now, would that mean that it was
genuine sorghum? Yeah, there wasn't no other ingredients added to it.
Anything mixed in with it or anything
pure sorghum.
Now, what would you have on the table usually to season your food with?
Salt
and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had like a bowl of apples up on the table and one of the children wanted one, how would they usually ask for it?
Well, they'd just say, I want an apple or whatever kind of fruit you had, you see.
Now, if you're talking about somebody didn't have much money, a man didn't have much money, you'd say he was really
poor.
Now, if you had a lot of fruit trees, you'd say you had a
orchard.
You had to be called an orchard if you had a lot of trees.
A lot of trees. What do you call that on a cherry, the inside part that you don't eat?
That'd be the seed.
How about inside of a peach?
That'd be the seed.
Yeah, that'd be the seed.
That'd be the seed too, both of those you call. Now, let's see, talking about peaches. Now, the kind of peach that separates easily.
That's called seedling. Peach, isn't it?
That'd be the one that comes
one that comes off the seed.
And now how about the one that'll...
That'd be what they call a plum peach.
Yeah, or a clean peach.
A clean peach.
Uh-huh. Or would a clean and a plum be the same?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Clean to the seed.
Yeah, well that makes sense.
Yeah,
doesn't
it wouldn't come off. You'd have to cut it off.
Well, that makes sense.
The Alberta trees, you know, it's kind of that comes off the seed. The Alberta peaches.
That's the kind of come off.
It yeah, like the Delmonts, like I've been buying. You know, they've got big old halves. You
just
know,
got
she
the
get,
big halves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.